We are beginning Daf Kufya Dalet Amit Beis, the end of the seventh line before the bottom, Omer Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. In the Mishnah we learned that if someone does Shkutei Chutz, he shechs a korban outside of the Azara. However, that korban is a Mechusar Zman, it's a korban whose time has not yet come for Hakrava, then this is not included in the Parsha of Shkutei Chutz. According to the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, there is no chiyuv, neither of Koras, nor does he transgress a lav by shechting this korban on the outside. And according to Reb Shimon, although Reb Shimon agrees that he is excluded from the parsha of Shkutei Chutz, however, he learns that there is a transgression of a lav which is learned from a different pasuk. As we have seen in our Gemara, the Gemara learns there's a source for a different lav according to Reb Shimon. But al kaponim, everyone agrees that the parsha of Shkutei Chutz, since it says in this parsha, v'al pesach oyel moed loy hevioy, that he's mechuya for shechting something outside and he did not bring it to the Azor, to the entrance of the oil moyed, that something that is a mechusar zman, something, a korban which whose time is not yet come to be nikrav in the Azor, that he is not transgressing this parsha, because we cannot apply to it this pasuk of a pesach oil moyed lo heviyoy. He has not brought it to the entrance of the oil moyed. It's in any case not fit to be brought el pesach oil moyed. The Mishnah says that there are two different kinds of mechusar zman. There's a mechusar zman begufon, the korban itself is not yet ready to be brought as a korban. For example, this korban, it's not yet past a week, 7 days since it was born, and therefore it is not yet ready to be brought as a korban. Or it's a case of oisav yes benoy, where this korban's mother was shechted on that same day, and therefore there's an isra to shech this korban today. So if he shechts it today, it's considered to be a mechusar zman. It wasn't ready to be brought as a korban today. That's called mechusar zman begufon. In the actual korban itself, there is a lack. It's missing the time. The time has not yet come for its hakrova. Says the Mishnah, there is another kind of mechusar zman, and that's a mechusar zman bebailim, that the time for bringing this korban has not yet come because the owner, the person who is obligated to bring this korban, has not yet reached the time when he is obligated and when he can bring this korban. And the Mishnah explains, describes this, for example, a zov, a zova, and a yeledet, who have to bring a korban at the end of their purification process. If they bring the korban within the time, this is called a mechusar zman bebailim. They're bringing it before the time has come to bring the korban. The Gemara added also metzora and nazir. A metzora has to bring certain korbanos at the end of his purification from saras, and a nazir who has to bring korbanos at the end of his period of naziris. If any of these people bring it within the time, before the time comes for them to bring the korban, this is called a mechusar zman bebailim, that the time has not yet come for the owner, for the person who is to bring the korban, to bring this particular korban. However, says the Mishnah that it depends what korban we are speaking about. If we're speaking about a chatas and an osham, these are kinds of korbanos which cannot be brought as an adova. They can't be brought, someone can't bring a chatas and an osham out of their own free will. They can only bring a chatas or an osham if they are mechuyev to do so, to fulfill their obligation of bringing a chatas or an osham. And therefore, if it is a mechusar zman bebailim, if the time has not yet come for the owner, the one who is to bring this korban, to bring the chatas or the osham, the chatas in the case of zov zov yoledes, or the osham, the asham mitzayra, if the time has not yet come, then this chatas or osham is not something which is fit to be brought el pesach oyel moed. It could not be brought as a korban, it would not be accepted as a korban in the Azara, because since its time has not yet come, the time has not yet come for the owner to bring this korban, if this owner would bring the korban then, it would not be accepted, it would not be kosher at all as a korban. Because if it's lacking the time, if it is not the time when the mitzvah, when the chiv of bringing the korban can be fulfilled, then this korban is not kosher at all. Therefore, since it's not roi to come el pesach oyel moed, it's not roi at this time to be brought as a korban in the Azara, therefore if he brings it on the outside, he's not mechuyev for shkutei chutz. However, when it comes to an oila or to a shlomim, that's what the Gemara added, nazir, the case of the Mishnah, a nazir at the end of his period of nazirus has to bring an ale, nazir, which is a shlomim. So when we're talking about an oila or a shlomim, since an oila or a shlomim can be brought as an adova, a person can bring an oila or a shlomim out of his own free will, even if it's not to fulfill an obligation. Therefore, we say that if one of these persons, Zov, Zova, Yoledes, Mitzora, or Nozer, had brought either an Oila or a Shlomim before the time came when they were actually obligated to do so, nonetheless, it would be acceptable as a Korban Bithnim. Had they brought this Korban to the Azara, it would be kosher as a Korban, even though they're not fulfilling their obligation, the obligation that they have to bring these particular Korbanos when the time comes to do so, but nonetheless, the Korban would still be kosher, because these Korbanos can be kosher even when they are not fulfilling the obligation for which they are brought. Therefore, we say that if he takes this oila or shlomim and shechts it on the outside, that he is mechuyev for shkutei chutz. So the rule is that anything that can be accepted as a korban at that time inside, if he does it on the outside, he is mechuyev, transgresses alav, and is mechuyev the koras, and is included in the parsha of shkutei chutz. But anything which would not be acceptable if he brings it now as a korban, because it's mechuser zman, in a case of mechuser zman bebailim, even though the reason is not in the korban itself, but in the person who is to bring the korban, but if because his time has not yet come to bring this korban, it wouldn't be accepted as a korban, it wouldn't be kosher as a korban bifnim, then if he shechts it on the outside, he is torture. So that's the difference between chatas and osham on the one hand, where we say that if they were brought before the time, they wouldn't be kosher at all, therefore he's potter if he shechts them outside for shchut echutz. But an oila and a shlamim, since if they would be brought before the time, even though there is no mitzvah to bring them, they would be acceptable as a korban at that time, therefore if he shechts them on the outside, there is a chiyuv for shchut echutz. Now the Mishnah brings a halacha concerning specifically the case of Osham. One of the cases the Mishnah mentioned was that of Osham. Osham is not something which is bo benedru benedava, and therefore if it is brought as a mechuser zman bebailim, we say that it is not acceptable bifnim, and that therefore he would be potter if he brings it bechutz. Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi said, "Voishanu elo l'shmoi." That which it says in our Mishnah that if he shechts it outside, that he's not mechuyav for shchut echutz. If he's a mechuser zman bebailim, because his time did not yet come to bring this osham. This is the case of a mitzayra. He hasn't yet finished his purification process, and therefore his time to bring an osham has not yet come. If he shechts it, his makiv it on the outside, he's not mechuyav because it's a mechuser zman bebailim. That's only if he brings it l'shmoi. If he brings it for the purpose for which it was intended, he brings it as an osham. Then we say, since the time for him to bring an osham has not yet come, and if he would makriv it as an osham in the inside, it would not be accepted, it wouldn't be kosher, he's not mechuyev for shchut echutz. Avol shaloi l'shmai, but if he brings it shaloi l'shmai, if he's makriv this korban osham, he takes it, and he's makriv it with the intention that it should serve as some other korban. So Rashi, for example, he takes it, and he's makriv it with the intention that it should be an oila chayev, then he will be chayev, hoyel v'roi l'shaloi l'shmai b'steem, since it is fit to be brought for shaloi l'shmoi, with the intention of bringing it for a different korban, bifnim. In other words, Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi is saying that if he would take this korban oshem and be makriv it bifnim, right now as a mechuser zman, his time to be makriv the korban oshem has not yet come. If he would be makriv it bifnim, shaloi l'shmoi, with the intention of it serving as a different korban, it would be kosher. And since it would be kosher bifnim, says Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, if he takes it on the outside and he shechs it shaloi l'shmoi, then he is transgressing the iser of shchut echutz. The Gemara asks, "Ihochi l'shmoi nami nechayev?" If so, then even if he shechts it l'shmoi outside, he should also be mechuyev for shchut echutz. Hoyel v'roi l'shaloi l'shmoi b'tzim. Since theoretically it could be accepted b'tzim if it would be shechted shaloi l'shmoi. In other words, why does the Chilkiya Bar Tuvi say only if he shechts it shaloi l'shmoi b'chutz he's chayev? Because it could be shechted shaloi l'shmoi b'tzim, it would be kosher. Even if he shechts it l'shmoi b'chutz, he should be chayev, because theoretically he could have shechted it shaloi l'shmoi b'tzim. And therefore, since theoretically it could be accepted b'tzim, that should be enough of a reason that he should be chayev for shchut echutz. Says the Gemara, boy akira, or as Rashi's girsa is, mechuser akira. It's lacking the akira, the uprooting it from its being a korban osham l'shmoi, which is brought for its mitzvah, and making it into something else by shechting it shaloi l'shmoi. So in other words, this we don't say. If he takes it and he shechs it l'shmoi, l'shem osham on the outside, we say that since if he would shecht it in that same way, or if he would shecht it without any particular intention, if he would shecht it stomach, it would be possible if it would be brought on the inside. He's not mechuyah for shchut echutz. But if he actually does this akira, he takes it outside and he shechts it shaloi l'shmoi, since if he would do this bifnim, it would be kosher, that's the shita of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, then he's therefore mechuyav for shchut echutz also. Now Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi is of course following the shita of the first Mishnah in our Masechta, that the only exceptions, the shita of the Tanakhama, that the only exceptions to the rule, that if someone shechts the korban shaloi l'shmoi, that it is kosher, but it's merely le'olu l'bailin l'shem chayva, the rule that if a person shechts something shaloi l'shmoi, that it is kosher as a korban, however the person who brought it does not fulfill his obligation, that the only exceptions are chatas and pesach. But osham has the din of other korbanis, that is kosher, but it's le'olu l'bailin l'shem chayva. There is, of course, in the first Mishnah brought the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with this, and says that osham has the same din as a chatas, just as by a chatas we say that if one shechts it shaloi l'shmoi, it's completely possible, so also by an osham, if one shechts it shaloi l'shmoi, it's completely possible. Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi is following the shita of the Chachamim, that if one shechts an osham shaloi l'shmoi, that it is kosher. And Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi is saying that if one would take this osham, even though now it's a mechuser zman bebailim, it's before the time that he could bring it as an osham, and he shechts it shaloi l'shmoi, that we would say that it is kosher. And we'll soon, Imrit Hashem, explain the svara somewhat more fully. Continues the Gemara, Masti for Rav Huna. Rav Huna asked the Kasha to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, V'chiyesh l'cha dover she'ein a kosher l'shmoi, v'kosher shaloi l'shmoi. Is there a carbon which is not kosher if it is brought l'shmoi, and yet it is kosher if it is brought shaloi l'shmoi? Ravuna also agrees with Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi that Asham is also included in the category of those kabbanis that if it's brought shaloi lishmai, it's kosher. But it is kosher. However, he's asking that that's only if it could be brought as this carbon lishmai. One could bring the carbon lishmai, then even if he brings it shaloi lishmai, we say that it is kosher. But this Asham, which is a mechutzer's man babaylim, if the owner of the carbon would bring it now as a carbon Asham, it would be possible. As Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi himself agrees, if it would be brought lishmai, it would be possible. Even if it's brought in the Azar, it would be possible because he's not yet ready to bring a carbon Asham. Says Rav Huna, does it make sense then to say that if he would bring it bifnim in the Azara shaloi lishmai, that then it will be kosher? Do we find such a thing that is possible if it's brought lishmai and it's kosher if it's brought shaloi lishmai? We only find the halacha concerning the korbanos that are kosher, that there is no other reason for them to be possible, and therefore they would be kosher if they were brought lishmai. We say that they're kosher even if they're brought shaloi lishmai. But this korban, we have a reason why it can't be brought now. It's a mechusar zman b'bayim, the time has not yet come to bring it. Shall we say that if it can't be brought lishmai as the korban for which it was meant, that it can be brought shaloi lishmai? The Gemara asks on this kasha of Rav Huna the loy, isn't it then so? Don't we find such a thing that it's possible if it's brought lishmai and yet it's kosher if it's brought shaloi lishmai? The hare pesach, the kuf tesvav, hare pesach b'shar yomayis hashana, behold a korban pesach in the other days of the year. Explains Rashi, in other words, a korban pesach before the time has come to be makriv this korban pesach, before the afternoon of Yud Dalet Nisan. The einoy kosher lishmai, that it's not kosher lishmai, if he shechs it before the time, before the afternoon of Yud Dalet Benitzin of Erev Pesach, if he shechs it lishmai, it's not kosher, because he didn't shech the korban pesach at the right time, it's completely possible. But kosher shaloi lishmai, and yet if he shechs it shaloi lishmai, we say that it's kosher, as we've learned previously in the Masechta, that the halacha is that if one takes the korban pesach before the time has come for him to be makrivit, and he shechs it shaloi lishmai, he shechs it with the intention of it acting as another korban, no matter which korban, that we say automatically it becomes a shlamit. So we have a case where if he was shechs it lishmai, it would be possible, but if he shechs it shaloi lishmai, that it is kosher. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Huna is justified in asking his kasha, because that case doesn't have any bearing on our case. Pesach b'shar yomayis hashana, shlomim ninhu, a Pesach in the other days of the year, besides the time when it is meant to be brought as a korban Pesach, is in essence a shlomim. We find that after Pesach, yeah, after the time of bringing the korban Pesach, if he didn't bring it as a korban Pesach, then automatically it changes into a shlomim. And from that time on, if he doesn't have any intention at all, he brings it, he's makriv it, no matter what he brings it for, it is automatically a shlomim. So we see that the Pesach has a din in it to be a shlomim. That's why before the time comes to be makriv it as a korban Pesach, if he brings it shaloi lishmai, it can change into a shlomim, because it has a din in essence to become a shlomim. But in our case, in the case of an ashram, the ashram has no din to be any other korban, and therefore Huna is justified in asking his kasha, how can you say that if it is possible to be brought lishmai, that by bringing it shaloi lishmai, that it would be kosher? The Keren Oira points out the difficulty with Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi's shita. Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi holds that although he can't bring it lishmai, and it's possible because the time has not yet come to bring it as an asham, if he brings it shaloi lishmai, it would be kosher, and therefore it's chai for shchut echut. Ask the Keren Oira, we find on the first half of our Masechta, on that base, that the Gemara is medayik from the first Mishnah, that even if a person shechs the korban shaloi lishmai, concerning those kolas vachim, all those korbanos where we say that the din is, that it's kosher, elish layolu lebailim l'shem chayva, the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, that it's kosher, but it still remains the korban that it was. So if a person, for example, takes an asham, and he shechs it shaloi lishmai, shechs it l'shem oila, it definitely does not become an oila. After he's finished that shechita, still the halach is that he has to continue with the other avoidus, l'shem asham, because it still remains an asham. If so, if we say that it still remains the original carbon, then why should we say that it's kosher even though it's a mechusar zman? A carbon which could be brought now, we can say is kosher even though it's shechted shaloi lishmai. But a carbon where there's a reason why it cannot be brought right now, why should the fact that it's done shaloi lishmai be a reason why it should be kosher? It's still the original carbon, and if the original carbon is not kosher now because he's a mechusar zman, it's a mechusar zman bebailim, why should it be kosher if he does it shaloi lishmai? So the Keren Oira says a svar. The Keren Oira explains this. That since the halacha is that when someone is makriv a korban shaloi lishmai, it's kosher. However, it's le'olu l'bayilin l'shem chayva. It's not. It doesn't fill its purpose. It doesn't. The owner, the person who brought it, does not fulfill his obligation. He has to bring another korban to fulfill his obligation. If we say therefore that when a person would take an asham, when his time has already come to bring the asham, he's a mitzvah, his time has come to bring the korban, and he's makriv this korban asham shaloi lishmai. What is his halacha? The halacha is that the korban is kosher, but he's not fulfilled his obligation of bringing an asham, and he'll have to bring another asham. So this korban would be kosher in spite of the fact that it did not fulfill his obligation. Says the Keren Oira, if that's so, then what difference does it make if he does this when the time has come for him to bring the Asham, or he does it as a Mechusar Zman before the time has come for him to bring the Asham. In any case, when he shechs it Shaloi Lishmoi, if by all the Bailam of Shem Chayva, this Asham is not there to fulfill the purpose for which it was brought, to fulfill his Chiv of bringing a Horban Asham. So what's the difference if he brings it when the time has come for him to bring the Asham, or he brings it before the time has come for him to bring the Asham? In any case, when he shechs it Shaloi Lishmoi, it's not a fulfillment of that Chiv of bringing an Asham which the Mitzvah had. Therefore, says Karenayr, that's the Sfar of Rechilki of Bartuvi. When he shechs it lishmoy, it's brought for his chiyuv, then we say that it only can be kosher if it's brought in the proper time. If it's brought in the improper time, then since it can't be for his chiyuv, it's possible completely. But if he brings it shaloi lishmoy, when the din is in any case that it's kosher, but it's like all the lebayin lishim choyba, so in any case brought in this manner of shaloi lishmoy, it cannot fulfill his chiyuv at all. Says Rav Chilki Ratuvi, in that case, then what difference does it make if it's brought when the time is already there for him to bring the Asham, or if it's brought before? It's in any case not a fulfillment of the Chiv that he had to bring an Asham. And therefore, even if it is a Mechusar Zman, that only relates to it being brought Lishmoy when it's brought to fulfill his Chiv. But if it's brought Shalai Lishmoy when it can't fulfill his Chiv in any case, then even if it's a Mechusar Zman, it's also kosher. Says Rav Chilki Ratuvi, therefore, if he would bring it as a Korban Shalai Lishmoy with name, it would be kosher, and therefore he checks if Bechus Shalai Lishmoy, it is possible. And Rav Huna nonetheless asks that we don't find such a thing, that we can't say that Shaloi Lishmoi should be more kosher than Lishmoi. If Lishmoi would be possible, then we can't say that this carbon can be kosher if it's brought Shaloi Lishmoi. That's the explanation of the Karen Oira in this Machloikas between Rav Chilki Bartuvi and Rav Huna. I am also in Chaznish on Kodshim, the section called Kama Simim Mem Aleph Siv Kotin Yud, where Chaznish gives a different explanation of this Machloikas. Continues the Gemara, Leimim Seyele. Let's say that we can bring a proof from the following Braisa in Teres Koyanim to the Shita of Rav Chilki of Bartuvi, that if he takes an Osham, which is Mechusas Man Bebailim, and he shechs it Shaloi Lishmoi, that Bifnim would be kosher, that Bechus would be Chayev for Shkut Echutz. The Braisa in Teres Koyanim just told us that a Korban which is not fit El Pesach Oil Moid, which is not Royal Pesach Oil Moid, that there is no Chiyu for Shkut Echutz. Says the Braisa, Yochel Shani Moiti Af Oila Mechusas Man Bebailim, I would think that I should exclude also an Oila which is Mechusas Man Bebailim, for example, an Oila which has to be brought by a Yoledet after the time of purification, and the time has not yet come. I would think that if this is shechted outside, that there is no Chiyu, that it's excluded from the Parsha of Shkut Echutz, because it's not really Roy Lov El Pesach Oil Moid, it's time to be brought for its mitzvah. Has not yet come. The Asham Nozer, the Asham Mitzayr, and I would think that I should exclude an Asham Nozer, the Asham which is brought by a Nozer at the end of the period of his Nazirus, or an Asham Mitzayr, the Asham which is brought by a Mitzayr at the end of his purification process. And these are possible. The Braisa doesn't explain why they're possible. I would think that if these are shechted outside, that this is not included in the Parsha of Shchut Echut. They're not Roy Lovel Pesach El Moed, and therefore they're not included in the Parsha of Shchut Echut. Tamu Loimar, Shor Mikomokim, Kesav Mikomokim, Eiz Mikomokim. The Torah says these three extra words, Shor, Kesav, and Eiz, in the Parsha of Shchut Echut, each one comes to be Marba, and therefore I Marba an Oila which is Mechusas Man Bebailim, as we learned in our Mishnah, that even though the time is not yet come to do the mitzvah with this Oila, but nonetheless it would be kosher if it would be brought Bethim, since it is an Oila, and therefore if it is shechted outside, there it is included in the Parsha in the Isra of Shchut Echut, and also it's Marba, this case of Osha of Asham Nozer and Asham Mitzvah, which are possible and can't be brought inside, that if they are brought outside, that nonetheless there is a Chiyuv of Shchut Echut. And the Gemara will explain exactly what this case of Asham Nozer and Asham Mitzvah is speaking about. The Gemara is Nadayek, V'ilu Chatas Shaira. However, Chatas, the Tana of the Braisa, left out. It didn't say that he's Mechuya for Chatas. So obviously the Braisa is speaking about something where we can say about an Osham that nonetheless it is considered to be Roy Lovel Pesach El Moed, and therefore he is Mechuya v'chutz. However, in the case of Chatas, it would be disqualified completely, and therefore it is not Chayav for Shchut Echutz. The Gemara asks, but Mayaskin, what are we speaking about? That which it says in the Braisa, that Mechusas Man Bebailim, that's referring to Oila. It says it's Ap Oila Mechusas Man Bebailim. Then it says Asham Nozer Asham Mitzayr. It doesn't say what exactly the psul is. So the Gemara, what are we speaking about? Ilayim Bebizmanay, if we're speaking about that it was actually Bizmanay and it was brought Lishmoy, so we're speaking about a kosher Osham, then my ear Yosham, Afilu Chatas Nami, then why does it speak about Osham and say that one is Mechuyiv if Shech Li Osham outside? It would be a Chatas, he'd also be Mechuyiv. And also, as Rashi adds, why do we need a Riboy for this? There's absolutely no reason to say that he's not Mechuyiv for Shchut Echutz if it's an Asham whose time has come to be brought. Ella, rather, Shaloi Bizmanai. We must be speaking about that it's Shaloi Bizmanai. Just as the Reisha is speaking about an Oila, which is Shaloi Bizmanai, it's telling us in the case of Asham also, that an Asham Nozer, an Asham Mitzayru, whose time has not yet come to be brought, if they are brought outside, that one is Mechuya for Shchut Echut, Uvemai. And what is it speaking about? Ilema Lishmoi, if it's speaking about a case where he shechted it Lishmoi outside, Osham Amai Chayev. Then why is he Chayev for shechting this Osham Lishmoy outside? Since it's a Mechuser's Man Bebailim, and if he would shecht it Lishmoy inside at that time, it would definitely be possible to Kuli Alma. Even if Chilki Bartuvi only said that an Osham which is shechted Shaloy Lishmoy is kosher Bifnim and one is Chayev Bechutz, but if it's shechted Lishmoy, it's definitely possible Bifnim, and therefore he's not Oiver Bechutz. So why is he Mechuyev for this Osham? El Alav Shaloy Lishmoy, it must be speaking about a case where he shechted it b'chutz shaloy l'shmoy, and the Braisa is therefore expressing the halacha of Rav Chilki Bartuvi. That's the Braisa of Rav Chilki Bartuvi. That the Braisa is saying that I would think that we should exclude an asham nozer or an asham mitzayra which is shechted b'chutz, and it's speaking about where it was shechted before the time came to bring this asham. However, it was shechted shaloy l'shmoy. I would say that that's not called roy lovi or pesach oil moed since the time did not yet come. We're marbra from the parsha that if it shechted shaloy l'shmoy, that this is considered to be roy lovi or pesach oil moed because if it would be brought inside, it would be kosher, and therefore he is chayev b'chutz. And that's why it leaves out chatas, because this can only be applied to an asham which is kosher if it's shechted shaloy l'shmoy. But a chatas which is possible if it's shechted shaloy l'shmoy, it's not roy at all, because since it's toich zmanoy, it can't be brought v'fnim, neither l'shmoy, because it's not yet the time to bring the chatas, nor shaloy l'shmoy, because the chatas which is brought shaloy l'shmoy is possible. So this braisa then is telling us Allah of Rav Chilki Bartuvi, that an asham, even though it's within the time is not yet come to bring it, therefore I would say it's not included in the parasha of Shchutei Chutz. The braisa is telling us a chiddush that it is included, and the reason is because it is kosher bifnim. Says the Gemara, lo'oilam bizmanoi, that lo'oilam is speaking about bizmanoi. Shaloi bizmanoi, we could say like Rav Huna does, that it's entirely not roi bifnim, because either when he brings it l'shmoi or shaloi l'shmoi, it's not kosher. Just as it's not kosher l'shmoi, it can't be kosher shaloi l'shmoi either. And therefore, if he shechts it b'chut shaloi bizmanoi, he would be potter. It's not roi bavi al pesach oil moya. Rather, it's speaking about bizmanoi. The question was, if it's speaking about bizmanoi, then what's wrong with this osham? Why would I think that it's not roi bavi al pesach oil moya? And why do I say only osham and not chatas? B'shaloi l'shmoi. And it's speaking about that he shechts it outside shaloi l'shmoi, Rabbi Eliezer, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer Makshinon Oshem L'chatas, that he says that we compare Oshem to Chatas, that just as by a Chatas, if someone shechted Shaloi L'shmoi, it's possible completely, so also by an Oshem, we say that if he shechted Shaloi L'shmoi, it's possible completely. He doesn't hold like the Tanakam of our first mission in Zvachim, that it's kosher alel Shaloi L'bailim Shem Chayiva. He says that an Oshem has a din of a Chatas, that it's possible completely. B'tana Tafel v'hu adin le'ikr, and he learns the Tafel, the auxiliary, the one which is learned from Chatas, Oshem. That's what the Tana talks about, and the same halacha will apply to the Iker, to the source of this halacha of shechting shaloi l'shmoi, the shechting shaloi l'shmoi is possible, which is chatas. In other words, the Braisa is telling us the following halacha, that if it's talking about bizmanu, the time has come to be makrid this osham, and the same halacha would apply to a chatas as well, the time has already come to be makrid this chatas, it's not a mechuser zman. If he would take it and shecht it b'chutz l'shmoi, of course there would be no chiddush, we wouldn't need a riboy for this. But he took it and he shechted it b'chutz shaloi l'shmoi. If he was shechted b'snim shaloi l'shmoi, it would not be miskabel as a korban. It wouldn't be kosher as a korban. That would disqualify it. Even in the case of osham, because we're holding like Rabbi Eliezer, that an osham which is shechted shaloi l'shmoi is possible completely. The Braisa is telling us that therefore I would think that this is excluded from the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, because if it would be brought in this manner, if it would be brought shaloi l'shmoi b'snim, it wouldn't be accepted. So it's not royal pesach oil moyed. It tells us no, that we're marbed, that this is included nonetheless in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, because since until the Shchit is actually done Shaloi L'shmoi, it is Roy Lovei El Pesach Oyel Moed, the korban is completely kosher, and the time has come for him to bring this korban, and he would be able to bring it inside and be makrevit Stoma or L'shmoi, and it would be kosher, and it's only with doing the Shchit to Shaloi L'shmoi that he disqualifies it. That's not excluded from the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, because until the moment that he does the shechita, it's still roi lovi al pesach oil moed. And the fact that he does the shechita in a way which would disqualify to the inside, that doesn't exclude it from the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. And that itself is the chiddush of the braisa. So the Gemara is saying that the deal that we made is not necessarily correct. We could say that the braisa is speaking about that it's bizmanai. And the reason why it talks about Osham is not because Chatas would have a different din, but rather to the contrary. Since Osham is learned from Chatas, it speaks about Osham because even to tell us that even in Osham, this halacha would apply, because an Osham which is shechted shaloi l'shmoi is also possible, and it's telling us a chiddush that even though it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi, if it's done b'chutz, it's still considered to be roi el pesach oil moed. So therefore, this has no bearing at all on the machloikas between Rav Chilki Bartuvi and Rav Huna. We can say that it's not speaking about shaloi bizmanoi at all. Continues the Gemara Toshma. This is another raya to the halacha of Rav Chilki Bartuvi. Yochel sha'ani marve, I would think that I include in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz oila mechusar zman begufa, an oila which is lacking time in itself. In other words, that its time has not yet come to hakrova because it has not yet passed 7 days from its birth, or because it's oisay be'es benoi. V'chatas ve'im begufa ben bebailim. And I would think also that I would include a chatas which is mechusar zman, whether it be because it itself is a mechusar zman in its body, or bebailim, or whether it's a mechusar zman because the time has not yet come for the owner of this chatas to bring this chatas. I would think that those are to be nonetheless included in the parsha of Shlut Echus. Now, according to our Girsa, Yochel Shani Marbe, this would appear to be a continuation. This also is from Torah's Koyanim, and it would appear to be a continuation of the part of the price that the Gemara brought before. That after we included an oila which is Mechusar's Man Bebailim, the price says, I would think that it would include also an oila which is Mechusar's Man Begufa, or a Chatis which is Mechusar's Man Bein Begufa Bein Bebailim. But Rashi says that in Torah's Koyanim, in fact, this part of the price precedes the part of the price which the Gemara brought before. And therefore, Rashi says that the Girsa is somewhat different. Rather, after the Torah's Koyanim told us that a Poras Chatas and Sorah Mishtalech are not included in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz because they're not to be brought bifnim, the Brisa then says that I would think that I would only exclude those because they're not fit for Kabonis at all, but I would not exclude, an Oilu which is Mechusar Zman Begufa or a Chatas Ben Begufa Ben Bebailim. Al-Kuponim, the Brisa is discussing these cases of an Oilu which is Mechusar Zman Begufa and a Chatas which is Mechusar Zman, whether it be Begufa or Bebailim. Talmud Loimar, the Torah says the Brisa, Ve'al Pesach Oil Moyet, it says that one did not bring it el Pesach Oil Moyed, that kol she'ena roi lovoi the Pesach Oil Moyed, and chayoven aleihem. Anything which is not fit to be brought Pesach Oil Moyed, one is not mechuyev if he shechted it b'chutz. That's what the Braisa says. So therefore we exclude from this an oil which is mechuzes man begufa. It's not fit el Pesach Oil Moyed, it can't be brought as a korban now. And a chatas, whether it be mechuzes man begufa, because it's too young to be brought as a korban, or whether it be a mechuzes man bebailim, it is considered to be not roi lovoi el Pesach Oil Moyed. The Gemara is Mizayek, V'ilu Oshem Shair. However, this Brisa leaves out Oshem. It says that a Chatis, even if it's Mechusar Zman Bebailim, it's not Royal Lovel Pesach Oil Moed, and if he shechted outside, he's not Mechuya for Shkut Echutz. But it leaves out Oshem. But Maya Skina, what are we speaking about? Ilema Lishmoy, if we'll say that this is speaking about that it was shechted Bechutz Lishmoy, then Oshem Nami Liftere. In that case, why does it speak only about Chatis? It should speak about Oshem as well, and Oshem will also be Potter if it's shechted Bechutz. Because everyone agrees, even Rav Chilkiyo Bar Tzuve, that an Oshem, which is Mechusar Zman Bebailim, if it's Shechted Bechutz Lishmai, that it would not be acceptable Bifnim, and that therefore he's Potter Bechutz. Elalav Shaloi Lishmai. We'll say that it's speaking about a case that it was Mechusar Zman. It says explicitly that we're speaking about Mechusar Zman, and we'll say that it's speaking about that it was Shechted Shaloi Lishmai. And the Brisa is telling us that in the case of Chatas, if it's Shechted Shaloi Lishmai by Mechusar Zman Bechutz, that he's Potter, because it's not Roy Lifnim. It can't be brought Bifnim Lishmai because it's a Mechusar Zman, and it can't be brought Bifnim Shaloi Lishmai because the Chatas, which is Shechted Shaloi Lishmai, is Potter. Therefore, it's not Roy Lifnim, and he's Potter Bechutz. Masha'enkein Oshem, it doesn't speak about Oshem, because in Oshem the din would be different. Because we will hold like Rav Chilkiyo Bar Tzuvi, that in the case of Oshem, even if it is a Mechusar Zman Bebailim, although if it's Shechted Lishmai, it's not Roy Libifnim, but if it is Shechted Shaloi Lishmai, it could be Shechted Shaloi Lishmai Bifnim, and it would be kosher. And therefore, he's Chayav if he Shechted Shaloi Lishmai Bechutz. So if we hold like Rav Chilkiyo Bar Tzuvi, we have Pshat in this price. So this price is a proof to the halacha of Rav Chilkiyo Bar Tzuvi, that if the Oshem, which is Mechusar Zman, is Shechted Shaloi Lishmai Bechutz, that he's Chayav on it. And it's only Chatas which he would be Potter on, because it can't be brought Bifnim at all, neither Lishmai nor Shaloi Lishmai. Says the Gemara, the Oilim Shaloi Lishmai, that we can say, in fact, that it is speaking about Shaloi Lishmai. The Shitim Gubetzis takes out this word, but Al-Kuponim, that's what the Gemara means. The Rav Huna will answer Enochinami, this price is speaking about that he shechted it outside Shaloi Lishmai. However, it doesn't mean to say that Dafke in the case of a Chatas is considered to be Ein Roy Lovi Al-Pesach HaMayed in his Potter. The price would hold the same thing concerning an Oshem. Rabbi Eliezer he, the Makish Oshem Lechatas, and this price is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who compares Oshem to Chatas, and says that just as a Chatas is possible if it's Shechted Shaloi Lishmai, that an Oshem which is Shechted Shaloi Lishmai is also possible. Tana Iker, the Koshkein Letofel. And the Tana therefore discusses the Iker, the case of Chatas, where the Psul of Shaloi Lishmai is actually written, where we learn the drushes for Shaloi Lishmai. And he's telling us that concerning a Chatas, since the din is that if it's Shechted Shaloi Lishmai, that it's possible, that therefore if he shechts this Chatas, which is a Mechusar Zman outside, that it's not considered to be Roy Bovi or Pesach Oyol Mayed, because it could not be brought this name neither Lishmai nor Shaloi Lishmai. The Koshkein Letofel, and all the more so for the Tofel, for Oshem, which is learned from Chatas, but it is learned from Chatas, and the same halacha applies that if it's Shechted Shaloi Lishmai, it is puzzle, it's a koshkin that the same halacha will apply, that if he shechts it b'chutz, that it is, that he's not mechuyev for, because it's not roi lovi al pesach oil mayit, because it can't be shechet b'fni nidid l'shmai, because it's a mechutz man, nor shaloi l'shmai, because an osham also is possible if it shechet shaloi l'shmai. Rashi says that the words in the Gemara, kolshkein, are megumgum, they're unclear. Why is this a kolshkein? Kolshkein means it's a kalvachaymer, so all the more so that this would apply to osham. L'chaymer is not a kalvachaymer, but Al-Koponim Rashi says the same din would apply. Since this price is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, it's expressing that the reason why if it shechted b'chutz as a mechusar's man, that he's not mechuyev for it, is because if it is shechted b'fnim, it wouldn't be able to be a kosher korban, because if it would be shechted l'shmoy, it would be possible because it's a mechusar's man, and if it would be shechted shlo l'shmoy, it would be possible because both in the case of a chatis and in the case of an osham, even though osham is not mentioned, the same halacha applies, it is possible if it shechted shlo l'shmoy. Masha'enkin, as we learned in the Gemara before, if he brings it when it's not a mechusar's man, even if he shechted shlo l'shmoy, it's kosher, because until it is roi to be brought b'fnim l'shmai, it's meant to be brought b'fnim, and it's considered to be roi lave al pesach hayol mai, because he could bring a b'fnim and shecht it without a machshava of shaloi l'shmai. But if it's a mechusar's man, it can't be brought b'fnim neither l'shmai nor shaloi l'shmai, and therefore it is possible. Now Rashi points out a difficulty with this Gemara. The Gemara is coming to answer the shita of Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna's shita is that even according to the Rabbanan, even if we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and we hold that an osham does not have the same din as a chatas, and if it's shecht it shaloi l'shmai, it's kosher el shaloi olu l'bailam l'shem chayva, Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi and holds that if it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi in a case of mechusar's man, that it's possible. That anything that is possible l'shmoi has to be possible shaloi l'shmoi also, and if it's a mechusar's man and it's possible l'shmoi, it's possible also shaloi l'shmoi. And therefore, if it's shechted outside, it's not considered to be roi lovi al pesach hayol moed, and it's not mechuyi for shkutei chutz. So how can Rav Huna himself, this Gemara is speaking for Rav Huna, how can the Gemara say that that it's possible because he shechted shaloi l'shmoi, and shaloi l'shmoi is not kosher by osham, just as it's not kosher by chatas. Rav Huna's shita is that even according to the Rabbanan, that osham does not have the din of chatas, that it's also not considered to be roi lovi al pesach oil moed when it's a mechusar's man. So Rashi says, enochanami, that's true, but the Braisa, in fact, is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, as the Gemara said before about the other part of the Braisa, which the Gemara quoted, it's the same Braisa, it's the same Torah Kohanim, that is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that osham and chatas are both possible, that an osham is also possible if it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi. And the Gemara here has to say that going according to Rabbi Eliezer, because according to the Rabbanan, the reason would not be the same reason. We couldn't be able to say that it's speaking about chatas, and the same halacha would apply to osham, because the reason of chatas, and chatas we have a reason, because it's possible if it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi, that reason would not apply to osham. It's only, Rav Huna is only able to answer the braisa by saying that it's speaking according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore the Braisa is able to speak about chatas, and the same halacha would apply to osham, since chatas and osham have the same din, that if they're shechted shaloi l'shmoi, that they are posel. So according to Rav Huna and Chinami, really, even if we'd hold like the Rabbanan, if it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi, it would be kosher if it's not a mechusar's man. Still, in a case of a mechusar's man, it would be possible with name, and he wouldn't be mechuyu for shkut echut. But the Braisa is able to speak in this way, even though it's speaking about a mechusar's man, because it does hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore here we have another reason why it's definitely not roy b'fnim. Because since both in the case of chatas and osham, it's possible if it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi, therefore it certainly doesn't have any kabbalah b'fnim, because if it's l'shmoi, it's possible, and if it's shaloi l'shmoi, it's certainly possible, because a chatas or osham, which is shechted shaloi l'shmoi, is possible. That's why Rav Huna is able to answer that this Braisa, and has to say that the Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, so that the reason why chatas is not considered roi b'fnim and is therefore not oiver b'chutz b'shchut echutz would apply also to osham. But Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, of course, will learn this braisa kipshuta, that it's talking about chatas only because chatas is posel shaloi l'shmoi, following the opinion of the Rabbanan, osham is not posel shaloi l'shmoi, and therefore this halacha would not apply to an osham, because the osham would be miskabel b'fnim if he was shechut shaloi l'shmoi, and therefore he was shechut b'chutz shaloi l'shmoi, he's mechuyev for shchut echutz. Continues the Gemara, Toshma, will bring another raya to the halacha of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. The Chiyosa Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said, Tana Devei Bar Livoi. We learned in the Braisa, in the Beis Medrash of Bar Livoi, Yochel Sha'ani Moitzi Af Oyla Mechusar's Man Bebailim. I would think that I exclude from the Parsha of Shkut Echut. Now this Braisa that was reported by Rav Dimi from the Beis Medrash of Tana Devei Bar Livoi is identical to the original Braisa that the Gemara brought from Teres Kainet. But I would think that we should exclude an oil which is Mechusar's Man Bebailim, Asham Nozer V'Asham Mitzayra, and I would think also that we exclude an Osham of a Nozer and Osham of a Mitzayra. The Braisa doesn't explain exactly what's wrong with these Ashamas, but I would think that these Ashamas, which for some reason are not Roy B'Fnim, are excluded from the Parsha of Shkutei Chut, Minayan, how do we know that these are to be included? V'nosiv lehu talmuda lechiyuva v'lo yadayna maihi. And Rav Dimi then said that in this brisa, the brisa then took on a limud to be mechayev, a drasha from the parsha of Shkut Yichud, that we are mechayev. And Rav Dimi said, "V'le'edaynamai," but I don't know exactly what the limud was. I don't know the brisa in its entirety. I know what it was discussing, and I know that there was a limud, but I don't remember what the limud was. My Talmudah, what is the limud? Ravina. Ravina said, "Shor mikol makom, kesef mikol makom, eiz mikol makom." That the limud was from the extra words "shor, kesef, and eiz" that it says in the parsha of Shkut Yichud. So in that case, this brisa is identical to the brisa of Peres Kenim, which the Gemara brought at the beginning of the Amid, that we're talking about an oilam mechusar zman b'baylim, an asham nazar, an asham atzer, which have something wrong with them, and the ribui is from those words of shor, kesef, and eiz. Ayin shita mekubetas, that he changes the girsa somewhat, but that's the idea of what Rav Dimi was reporting, that he didn't know the full drasha of the brisa, and then Ravina told him what the drasha was. So akoponim from this brisa, l'chayre, just as the Gemara asked before from that brisa of Peres Kenim, the Gemara is asking here again, that we see that we are marba an asham nozer and an asham mitzayra, and we don't talk about chatas. It must be speaking about that it's shaloi v'zman. It must be speaking about that it's a mechusar zman bebailim, and the brayse is marba mechusar zman bebailim. If he shechs a mechusar, he's chayven. It must be speaking about shaloi v'shmoy. So this is the rise of Chilkia Bar Tuvi. The Gemara asks, "Hi, my Rumi, what kind of kasha is this? Kida Amr, just as you said before, we've already said a teretz on the identical brayse of Teres Koyim. So why are you asking a kasha now from this brayse, as Rav Dimi reported from the Beis Medrash of Bar Levoy? The same teretz we said on the brayse of Teres Koyim applies to this identical brayse. So why are you asking this kasha again? We already said a teretz that it's not speaking about shaloi bizmanai. It's speaking about bizmanai, and it's speaking about shaloi lishmai, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman of Yitzchok, explained, Mishum deromi detona devei bar Levoy adetoni Levi. Because Rav Dimi himself, who reported this brisa, asked a contradiction from this brisa, from this Toni Devei Bar Levoy, on a brisa of Levi, Adetoni Levi. We learned in the brisa of Levi, Asham Nozer v'Asham Metzoyra Sheshochton Shaloi Lishmon K'sheirin V'Loi Olu L'Bailim L'Shum Choyva. The brisa begins by saying that an osham of another or an osham of a mitzvah which were shechted shaloi lishmon are kosher. This brisa is expressing the opinion of the Rabbana, not of Rabbi Eliezer, that only a chatas is possible shaloi lishmon, but a chatas is kosher. But the bailim did not fulfill their chiyuv with bringing an osham shaloi lishmon. They will have to bring a different osham. Shochton mechusar zman bebailim. Then the brisa says that if they shechted it when it was mechusar zman bebailim, that it was not yet the time to bring this osham. Or these ashamas were too old. The halacha is that the asham nozer and asham etzayra are brought when they are still young. These were already 2 years old, meaning they were past their first year of life, and he shechted them. Psulin. They are possible. Now this is not speaking b'chus, this is speaking b'fnim, and it's telling us that if it is shechted b'chusar zman, or if they're past the age when they can be brought for these particular ashamas, that it is possible. So this Rav Dimi asked as a contradiction. The brisa that he brought from Tona Devei Bar Levoy said that if an asham nozer and asham etzayra shechted b'chutz, that there is a chiyuv for shchut echutz. That must mean that they are acceptable b'fnim, that the roi lovi al pesach oil moed. And in this brisa we learn that an asham, which is mechusar zman b'baylim, is possible b'fnim. So therefore it would definitely not be chayev b'chutz. Umeshani Rav Dimi. Now it's obvious from Rav Dimi's question that he learned that the first brisa, that the brisa of Tona Devei Bar Levoy, is also speaking about the same case, that it's speaking about a mechusar zman. Umeshani Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi answered this contradiction by saying, "Loi kasha, this is not difficult. Kan lishmoy, kan shaloi lishmoy." That this second brisa, this Tani Levi, is speaking about where it was shechted lishmoy. If it's shechted lishmoy, then it's possible if it's a mechusar zman. That's a halacha that everyone agrees to. The first brisa of Tana Devei Bar Levoy is speaking about where he shechted it shaloi lishmoy, and therefore, since he shechted it shaloi lishmoy, even though it's a mechusar zman, it's considered to be roi lovei al pesach oil moyet, like the opinion of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuve. That even though it's a mechusar zman, if it's shechted shaloi lishmoy, we say that it would be kosher if it was shechted b'fnim, and therefore it is shchut echutz if it's shechted outside. So what does the Gemara mean? So Rashi explains that since Rav Dimi is the one who reported this brisa, this Tana Devei Bar Levoy, and he asked this kasha, we see that it was obvious to him that this brisa of Tana Devei Bar Levoy was speaking about a mechusar zman. It's true, it doesn't say it in the words of the brisa. And the brisa of Teres Kenim, which have the same words, we were doicha, and we said that it's speaking about bizmanai. But here you see from the way Rav Dimi asked this kasha that it was obvious to him, and he's the one who's reporting the brisa, that it's speaking about a mechusar zman. That when it talks about asham nozer and asham etzayra, what's wrong with these ashamas? Because they are mechutzer zmana. Therefore, he asked his contradiction, and he came to the conclusion of Rav Chilki or Bar Tzuvi. This is a kasha on Rav Huna, not because we're able to ask a kasha from Rav Dimi on Rav Huna. Rav Huna can argue with Rav Dimi. But if Rav Dimi is the one who reports this brisa, and it was so obvious to him, apparently he must have known that the brisa is speaking about a mechutzer zman, and therefore this is a kasha on Rav Huna. How can Rav Huna contradict it? Since Rav Dimi, it was so obvious to him, he must have known that this brisa is speaking about mechutzer zman. And still it says that if an osham is brought, even though it's a mechutzer zman, if it's shechted mechutzer, it's chayiv, because it's shaloi lishmoi, as Rav Dimi himself answered, and like the halacha of Rav Chilki Bar Tzuvi. This, therefore, is a kasha on Rav Huna. Ravashi, Rami Masnisen, a brisa. Ravashi came to the same conclusion by asking a contradiction from our Mishnah on the brisa. And Rashi says that this is referring back to the brisa of Torah Kohanim. That in our Mishnah we learn that if a person shechts an osham, which is mechutz zman, bebailim bechutz, that he's potter. And in this brisa it says that osham nozer and osham etzayra, he's chayv marba, that he's chayv bechutz. And he also understood that this is speaking about when it's a mechutzer zman. Umashani and Ravashi also answered, kan lishmoy v'kan shaloy lishmoy, that our Mishnah is speaking about where he shechted it lishmoy. Had he shechted it lishmoy bifnim, it wouldn't have been kosher because it's a mechutzer zman. The Brisa is speaking about where he shechted it shaloy lishmoy. And had he shechted it shaloy lishmoy bifnim, it would have been kosher in spite of the fact that it is a mechutzer zman, because he also holds like Rav Chilki or Bar Tzuvi. The Gemara says, let's say, from this that was said concerning this brisa, this tonah devei, barley voy, that this should be a disproof of the halacha of Rav Huna, because we see explicitly, as Rashi explains, that Rav Dimi knew that this brisa is speaking about mechutzer zman, and that nonetheless it's saying that if an osham is shechted mechutzer zman, the only way to learn it is that it's speaking about shaloi lishmoi. This Basemis asks that just because we see that Rav Dimi learned the brisa this way, that Rav Dimi learned that this brisa of Tana Devei Bar Livoi is speaking about Mechusar Zman, why does Rav Huna have to learn it that way? Gavra, Gavra Karamis, can we necessarily prove from the fact that Rav Dimi learned the brisa that way, that Rav Huna has to learn it that way and ask a chufta to Rav Huna? This Basemis therefore suggests a different shot in the Gemara. This Basemis suggests that Tana Devei Bar Livoi and the Tani Levi is the same person. That's the same author of these brises. That's a collection from the same person. Tana Devei Bar Livoi and Tani Levi is the same person, the same author of the brises. Therefore, what the Gemara means to say is this. Bishloim in the Torah Kohen that we brought before, Rav Huna had a way out. Rav Huna answered that it's speaking about Bizmanai. It's not speaking about Bemechutzer Zman at all. It's speaking about Bizmanai. It's speaking about where it was Shechted Bechutz Shaloi Lishmoi. And it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that an Osham is also possible if it's Shechted Shaloi Lishmoi. So in order to say it's Trat and Torah's claim, he had to say that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara here brings this Tona Devei Bar Livoi, which is identical to that price of Torah's claim. And the Gemara says here, Rav Huna can't possibly say his Torah, because we see from Tony Levi that the brisa holds, the Tani Levi says, that an osham an asham nozer and asham etzayrish, a shochta and shaloi lishmon, are kosher v'leolu l'bailu l'shem chayva. That we're not following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So this brisa Tani Levi doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that it's possible if it's shechted shaloi lishmon. And therefore, concerning this brisa of Tani Devei Bar Livoi, which is the same as Tani Levi, we can't possibly say the teres of Rav Huna. That's why the Gemara asks, chuv to the Rav Huna. That's the suggestion of the Spasemis. Akopon of the Gemara saying, chuv to the Rav Huna, that we have a kashi here on Rav Huna, because the Gemara says this brisa definitely means to say that it's talking about a case where these ashamites were shechted in a situation of mechusar zman bebailim, and this can only be learned that it's speaking about we were shechted shaloi lishmoi, and this is expressing the halacha of Rav Chilki Bar Tzuvi. Rav Huna said that if it can't be kosher lishmoi, it can't be kosher shaloi lishmoi, it's not roi bifnim, and he would be potter bechut. Says the Gemara, Omalach Rav Huna, Rav Huna would tell you, Enochinami, the Brisa, as we have proven, is speaking about where it's a Mechusar's man. And the Brisa is in fact telling us that in the case of an Osham, which is Mechusar's man, Bebailim, if it is Shechted Bechut Shaloi Lishmoi, he's Chayef, because if it would be Shechted Bifnim Shaloi Lishmoi, it would be kosher. Even though Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chilki or Bar Tzuvi, says Rav Huna, there's a case in which he agrees that if it's Shechted Bifnim Shaloi Lishmoi, that it's kosher, and that therefore if it's Shechted Bechut Shaloi Lishmoi, that he's Chayef for Shchutei Chutz. What are we speaking about here? What is the case that Rav Huna will agree to? It's a case where originally, where he became mechuyav to bring this asham, this nozer or metzayra, separated, set aside two ashamais for responsibilities. In case something happens to one, if it dies or if it becomes possible or gets lost, then he'll be able to bring the other one for his chiyuv. That one of these two, from the beginning, may eventually be brought and be kosher to be brought as an oila. Omid Beis, Kid Rav Huna Omer Rav, as the halacha of Rav Huna Omer Rav. To Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, because Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Osham Shenitza Kleria, an Osham which has been set aside to go to pasture and to receive a mum. The halacha is concerning Moiser Osham, an Osham which is extra. For example, in this case, where a person set aside two Ashamas, where he only needs one, because he wants to make sure that he'll have at least one. So we say that one he's Makriv as an Osham, the other one is Moiser Osham, it's an extra Osham, and the din is that it is sent out to pasture, it's allowed to receive a mum. Once it receives a mum, it can be redeemed. So it is sold, and thereby its kedusha is transferred to the money, and the money is then used to bring an oilas nidva tzibur, an oila which is considered to be a nidava for the tzibur. It's used to bring an oilas nidava. So Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that such an oshim which has been nitik, which has been removed from its hakrova as an oshim and set aside for riya, receive the mum, where the halacha is really that it should be allowed the chatzilah to receive a mum and then redeemed, and the money should be used to bring an oilas nadova, and instead of doing so before it received the mum, ushechotay stam, he shechted it stam without any particular intention. He went ahead and he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and he brought it as a carbon kosher oila. We say that it's kosher as an oila, that once it's nitik, once it's been set aside for riya, and the halacha is that it is to receive a mum and its value is to be used to bring an oila, we say that really it already has a din of an oila. And if he didn't allow it to receive the mum, but once it's been nitik l'riya, it's been set aside for that purpose, and he comes and he takes it to the Beis HaMikdash and he shechts it as a carbon, even though he does it without any particular intention, he didn't even have in mind to change it into an oila, he shechts it stam, it automatically is considered to be an oila, and it's kosher as an oila, because since its din is that the domim are to be used for oila, we said it really already has a kedushas oila, it's considered to be a carbon of an oila. So says Rav Huna that in such a case, where he was mafish originally two ashamas, and either one of these could have eventually ended up being brought as an oila, the halacha will be that if he takes it, even when they're both before him, and he's a mechusar zman, and he takes it and he shechs it b'fim shaloi l'shmai, he takes it and he shechs it that it should not be an asham, so we'll say that it is brought as kosher as an oila. This is not to be compared to an ordinary case where he only had one asham. There, says Rav Huna, if he takes it and he shechs it shaloi l'shmai, it's a mechusar zman. If he would shecht it l'shmai, it would be possible because it's a mechusar zman. If he shechs it shaloi l'shmai, it's still an asham, and it's also possible because it's a mechusar zman. He doesn't agree with Rav Chilki Bartubi that it's kosher because it was shechted shalei l'shmai. But where he has two ashamas, and the halach of one of them is that it might eventually end up as an oila, it will eventually end up that its money should be used to bring an oila, and therefore even if it itself will be shechted an oila, b'di'evit it would be considered to be kosher. If he takes it now and he shechted shalei l'shmai, even though it's a mechusar zman, we'll say that this one has now been fixed as the oila, and it will be kosher, not as an asham, but as an oila. And therefore if he takes it and he shechs it b'chut shalei l'shmai, he will be mechuyev. Says Rav Huna, that's the pshat in the Brais of Teres Kainim, in the Brais of Tani Devei, Barley Boy. It's talking about Mechusar Zman. We no longer have to say that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, but it's speaking about a case where there were two Hashemites, where it was mafish two Hashemites l'chatchila. In such a case, Rav Huna would say, takes it and he shechs it shalei l'shmai, if he would do that b'fnim, he would make it into an oila. Therefore he does it b'chutz, he's chayav. But he would disagree in the case of Rav Chilki Bartuvi, a person who has one asham, if it's a mechusar zman, he takes it and he shechs it b'fnim shalei l'shmai, according to Rav Huna, it is possible. If therefore if he shechs it b'chutz, even though he does it shalei l'shmai, he is potter, it's not shchutei chutz. According to Rav Chilki Bartuvi, and the halacha is like Rav Chilki Bartuvi, we say that even if he has only one asham, if it's a mechusar zman, if he shechs it l'shmai, if he shechs it l'shmai b'fnim, it's possible, and b'chutz would be possible from shchutei chutz. But if he shechs it shaloi l'shmai, if he shechs it b'fnim, it is kosher, and therefore if he shechs it b'chutz, he is chayav for shchutei chutz. Continues the Gemara, Hamala mipsachatus v'chuli. The Mishnah tells us that if someone is male, if he is makdir something on a mizbeach on the outside, b'chutz, which is not actually meant for haktor, it's an item of kochim whose din is not to be burnt on the mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash, then he is not mechuyev. And then the Mishnah goes on to tell us another halacha. It lists a number of avoidas which are not the final stage of avoidah. They are avoidas which are followed by another avoidah. They're not the last one in the series of avoidas, and that there is no chiyuv for doing these b'chutz. The Gemara brings a brisa which tells us the source for these halachas which we learned about in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, minayin lemala mibisar chatas. How do we know that someone who is mala, who is makter, the flesh of a chatas, umibisar osham, and from the flesh of an osham, umibisar kotche kadoshim, or from the flesh of other kotche kadoshim? Now, of course, this doesn't mean an oila, because the entire oila is meant for haktora b'snim, and the Torah says that one is mechuyev for haktora of an oila b'chutz. Kotche kadoshim here is referring to the kitzei atzeres, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos. Those are a shlomim of the tzibor, and they have the status of kotche kadoshim and are eaten only by the kohenim. So these three cases are basar, which is to be consumed by the kohenim, but it does not have a din to be brought on the mizbech. umibsar kochim kalim, or from the flesh of kochim kalim, which is meant to be eaten by the bailim, umimaiser ha'omer, and for that which is left from the omer after the kmitza is burnt on the mizbech. It's only the kmitza which is to be burnt on the mizbech, but the remainder is to be eaten by the kohanim, ushtei halechem, and the shtei halechem which is brought on shpuas, which is not burnt on the mizbech, the lechem upon him is not burnt on the mizbech, it's only the levoina which was placed on the lechem upon him, which was burnt on the mizbech, b'shiyarim menachis, and the remainder of other menachis, where the kmitza is burnt on the mizbech, but the rest is to be eaten by the kohanim, shepater. How do we know that if someone is mala any of these items which are not meant for haktorah b'fnim, and he takes them and he's makter them b'chutz, that he's potter from the chiyuv of halah b'chutz? Talmud Lomer, the Torah says, a person who will be mala and oila outside is chayav kors. We learn from this, ma oila shehiru'uya lahalah, af kol shehiru'uya lahalah, that just as an oil is something which is fit for halah b'fnim, it's meant to be burnt on the mizbech inside, that is what the Torah is telling me, that there is a chiyuv for being malit b'chutz, so also something which is fit for halah b'fnim, there is a chiyuv for being malit b'chutz, but not these items which are not meant for haktorah b'fnim. Minayan, now the Brisa tells us the source of this other halacha we learned in the Mishnah. Sha'af hayoytsek, someone who pours shemen into a mincha, v'haboilo, the person who mixes the oil of the mincha with the flour of the mincha, v'hapaisis, and the person who breaks the mincha into small pieces, something which is done to a mincha before kmitza, and those menachas where the kmitza is done after the mincha is baked, v'hamileach, and someone who salts any of the kachim, something that has to be done to any kachim before the place on the mizbech, v'hameinif, and someone who does snufa, who waves, something which is done to certain menachas, to the mincha, so I'm and chasaita, and to certain other items of kodesh, the hamagish, and someone who touches the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach, and he does this b'chutz. This is something that has to be done before the kmitza. V'hamesader hashulchan, someone who arranges the shulchan with the lechem upon him b'chutz. V'hametiv et haneiros, and someone who cleans out the menorah, makes it ready for lighting the neiros of the menorah. V'hakoymet, and someone who does kmitza to a mincha. V'hamekabel, and someone who receives dam of a korban b'chutz. If someone did any of these avoidas b'chutz shepater, how do we know that the person is potter? Talmud loymar ashayala oila izevach. Torah says someone who will bring up an oila or a different korban which is shechted on the outside, and we learn maha Allah, just as halah, which means haktorah, burning something on the mizbeach, shehi gmar avoida, which is the final stage of avoida, af kol shehu gmar avoida. So also one is mechuyev for doing something outside, which is a gmar avoida, which is the final stage of avoida, but not for doing something outside, an avoida, which when it is done is still followed up by another avoida. It's only one of a series of avoidas, and it's not the gmar avoida. So Rashi says that this af kol would come to include any other kind of haktorah, for example, the haktorah of the kmitza of a mincha, the haktorah of the entire mincha of a minchas chavitin or a mincha of a koyin, the burning of ketores on the outside, the pouring of a nisuch, either nisuch yayin or nisuch hamayim, all of these are considered to be gemara voidin. As we learned in Afkuv Zayin, also we are marba that zoyrek es hadam, one is also mechuyiv, because that is also considered to be a gemara voidin, because it's the end of the series of avoidas of the dam. But all of these which were mentioned in the Mishnah and in this brisa, since they are followed, they're one in a series of avoidas, but they're not the final stage of the avoida. For example, the kmitz of a mincha, it has to be followed up by the hak burning the kmitz on the mizbech. So also the, all of these avodas are not gemara avoda. One is not mechuyev b'chut. Continues the gemara. Actually, who come a mishkan b'chuli? In the Mishnah, we learned that until the mishkan was set up, approximately a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that bamos were mutter and that the avoda was done by the b'chayrus. Once the mishkan was set up, bamos became osir, and then the avoda from that point on was done by the kohanim. There's the gemara. Yosef Rav Huna bar Aktina kameid Rav Chista. Rav Huna bar Aktina was sitting before Rav Chista, the kokori, and Rav Chista was reading the following pasuk. It says Vayishlech es narei b'nei Yisrael, that he sent, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the lads of b'nei Yisrael, and this means the b'chayrim, and it says in the pasuk v'yalu oilas, that they were makriv oilas, and that they were zeveach shlomit. Rashi Chumash explains that this is on hay seven before matan Torah. Omalei Rav Huna bar Aktina said to Rav Chista, Hochi Yom Ravasi, this is what Ravasi said, Uposku. Uposku, Rashi explains in the first pshat, means, and then they stopped. This was the last time that the Bechorim were the ones to do the Avoida. From that point on, once the Torah was given, once it was Matan Torah, then Nodav and Aviyu, the Koyanim, took over the Avoida from the Bechorim. So this Uposku, they stopped. This was the last time that they did the Avoida. Rashi says in the second pshat that Uposku is referring to the Taimei HaMikra, to the trup of how we are to read this Pasuk. And what Rav Huna bar Aktina was telling Rav Chista is that the pasuk should be read in a way that there is a stop, that there's an asnakta after the word Vayishlach Esnari B'nei Yisrael, and not as Zokes Kotten as we have, and the pasuk should therefore read Vayishlach Esnari B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Nari B'nei Yisrael, and that should be a stop. And then Vialu Oilis V'Yizbuchu, that they were Makriv Oilis, and they were Zeveach Shlomim, is not referring back to the same people. Nodav and Aviyu were then Ma'al Oilis and Zeveach Shlomim. But the Nari B'nei Yisrael were only, he sent them to bring the Korbanos and to prepare to make the Korbanos ready. But the actual Avodah was done already by the Kohenim. As Rashi says, according to the second Shabbat, because once they came to Ma'amid Har Sinai, even though this is right before Ma'amid Har Sinai, they came already to Ma'amid Har Sinai, the Kohenim were already chosen to do the Avodah. So Uposku, we shouldn't read that it's the Bechayim who did the Avodah. Al-Koponim, either way, according to both of these Pshatim, he's saying that at the time of Maimon HaSinai, either immediately before or at the time of Matan Torah, that the Bechayim stopped doing the Avodah and was given to the Kohenim. Sover Lusuvim Masnisim. Rav Chisda wanted to ask me the kasha from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned that until Hakamas HaMishkan, almost a year later, that the Avodah was done by the Bechayim. However, Shami de Ka'omar Mishmed Ravada Barahava, he then heard that Rav Huna Bar Abtina was saying something else. That he was saying in the name of Ravada Barahava that Oila Shekivu Yisrael B'Midbar Ein Etu Lehev Shepen Ituach. That this Oila, which Kli Yisrael was Makiv in the Midbar, these Oilas that they were Makiv at the time of Atan Torah, does not require Hev Shepen Ituach. It doesn't have to be skinned and cut into pieces. It's burnt whole on the Mizbeach. When he heard this, we asked the Makasha from a Brisa, which is equal to both of these halachas. Instead of bringing the Mishnah, he brought a Brisa, which is a Kasha on both of these things that were said by Rav Huna Bar Abtina. The Tani that we learned in a Brisa, actually, hukam ha-mishkan, ha-bomis mitoret, va-avoida b'bchoret, until the Mishkan was set up, bomis ar-mutter, the avoida was done by the b'choret, v'hakol k'sherin, lihikarev, behema, chaya, v'oif, anything is kosher to be brought as a carbon, both behema, chaya, non-domesticated animal, oif, birds, zecharim, in the caves, tmimin, ubalei mumin, tohoirin, avoloi tmeyam. However, not tmeyam. Behema is tmeyam, chaya is tmeyam, oif is tmeyam, cannot be brought as korbanos. But otherwise, everything else could be brought. The hakol korvu oilis, and everything was brought as oilis. Look more, we'll discuss this later on. And the oil which Kli Yisrael makir even the midbar required hefshet v'nituach. The Nochrim Bizman Hazeh, Rashoyin Lasses Kane. And the Brisa concludes that Nochrim, that Goyim, today, can still do this. They can still be makir this kind of korban on Obama and in the outside. That's the entire Brisa. And from this, Rav Chisda asked them both of these memories that were said by Rav Huna Bar Abtina. We say that until the Mishkan was set up, that the Veda was done by the Bechayrit. And secondly, it says here that the Oilu, which Kli Yisrael were makir in the Midbar, did require Hefshet Vinituach.